I would have fainted. I would have died unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, these are real stages of life that we go through. Orientation, disorientation, and reorientation. In stages of orientation, we experience the goodness of God and we think, oh, it can't get any better than this. We're having such a good time. We think, oh, this is it right here. This is the summit. We can't go any higher than this. But what we do in our human minds in that moment is we build a box. You got it. Oh, man, y'all played charades before. We build a box, and inside that box, we put God. Because we think we've got him all figured out. But God, who is sovereign and in control and whose ways are so much higher than our ways, he knows how to break out the box. And so we experience these moments where things go wrong and they destroy the neat little boxes that we've built, and God breaks out the box and we lose our minds. Like, God, what happened? God, this ain't like what it was yesterday. And we begin to become paralyzed. And in this psalm, this is what we get a glimpse of. The children of Israel, the Israelites, find themselves in exile. They have been conquered by the king of Babylon. And now they're being mocked. And their captors are saying to them, hey, how does it feel now? Hey, why don't y'all sing some for us? Hey, get your musicians together and sing us one of those Zion songs. And see, they were mocking them and tormenting them because they heard about those songs of Zion, how God had wrought victory for them in the past. And they were mocking them and tormenting them, and these people are paralyzed so much so that they hang their instruments on the trees. And they begin to weep, and they say, we're not singing anymore. How can we sing the song of the Lord in a strange land? Have you ever found yourself in a place of transition and stuck and you don't know how to move because you're stuck in the past glory days? And it's not that those glory days were bad. It's just that your present reality, you don't know what it's going to look like. You have no hope. You can't see what the future looks like. But all you can do is refer back to the past, and you know what is don't look like what it used to be. And so you find yourself now shifting, like this is like quicksand. I don't know where I fit in this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this. I don't know how to move. And so you stop creating. You stop living. You stop participating. Why? Because hope is gone. Now, I don't want to criticize, because we've all been in a place of transition. We've all been in a place of disorientation, and it's okay to weep. Now, the church I grew up in Chicago, Pentecostal church, we used to do something like on Tuesday nights and Friday nights when we had deliverance service, and we'd have this testimony time. And sometimes they would do this. They say, right now, we're just going to bathe the atmosphere with the word of God. And then you get people who would quote scriptures, right? And then you get those super saints, and they come with a whole chapter, you know, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt. And by the time they say that, folks, it's gone, right? And then it's going around, and you watching all these people quote these long scriptures, and then you get to the one person who, like, you know they don't really know the word, and they say what? Jesus wept. Yeah, see, y'all know that. Y'all been there, too. They say, Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible. And they say that verse, and we all laugh because we like, ah, oh, they ain't know nothing else. So they said, Jesus wept. But what depth in the shortest verse of the Bible? See, when Jesus wept, he wept over the loss of his friend Lazarus. And see, when we find ourselves in a place of transition, it's okay to weep and it's okay to mourn. We all need a period of grieving, right? And so grieving allows us to mourn what used to be. It allows us to embrace the present. But when the grieving is done, after Jesus wept, he said, I am the life and the resurrection. See, when we weep, when we go ahead and weep and mourn over what used to be, something about